WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 54 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The College Station City Council is moving ahead with two changes to its itinerant vendor regulations. There was a consensus to James Benham's request to exempt mobile medical services, also known as hangover wagons, that offer IV therapy.
While it's easy to make light of the type of service this offers, I think it adds value to our citizens and provides them needed health care.
And commercial businesses will have more days for outdoor tent sales. When council members wanted to give more days to locally based companies, city attorney Carla Robinson says they could not do that.
There is a potential legal issue in doing that under the Interstate Commerce Clause.
Okay, certainly don't want to go there then.
There was no disagreement on the council to increase the number of tent sale days per year from 21 to 36, with a maximum of 3 days each month. For the third straight week, the Brazos County Commission heard from residents of the Nantucket subdivision south of College Station who want a ban on heavy truck traffic. Spokeswoman Marie Wolf first thanked County Judge Dwayne Peters for meeting with residents after last week's meeting, then said they were at an impasse.
Nantucket is asking the Commissioner's Court request the county attorney to file for an attorney general's opinion on the matter, and that Nantucket have the right to attach a letter of their own to that request, as well as the Texas County Attorney's Office, where the counties have ordered no through truck signs for their roads.
Wolf says 20 Texas counties have truck bans. Peters told WTAW News last week they are still studying the request, but so far have not found a state law that allows counties to do that. A Bryan man arrested for intoxication manslaughter last month has also been sued for a deadly crash and puts the blame on the person who died.
According to online records from Brazos County District Court, Robert Spurger wants a jury trial in the lawsuit filed by the survivors of Maria Ramirez. Bryan police reported the Bryan woman died October 17th after her Jeep was struck head-on by a pickup going the wrong way on a freeway exit ramp at Tabor Road. Ramirez's estate claimed Spurger was driving his employer's truck following a company function where Spurger had been drinking. His employer has not filed an answer to the lawsuit, which was originally filed 4 days after the crash. Spurger remains in jail on the criminal charge. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office says a Houston man's going to prison for multiple violations of contacting a woman who moved to Bryan after he strangled her in DeWitt County. 44-year-old Bryan Thuman was sentenced to 6 years for stalking and violating bond conditions. Prosecutors say Thuman sent presents to the victim and her children and wrote letters to the victim while he was in the Brazos County Jail. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Blinn College is launching a new surgical technology program in partnership with the Baylor Scott & White Medical Center in College Station. Hospital President Jason Jennings says this helps address a 25% increase in the number of healthcare jobs.
When you compare healthcare to other industries grew by 2.1%. You see, 1 in 9 U.S. workers will hold a job in healthcare.
Blinn President Mary Hensley says students in the one-year program will become part of the surgical care team,
helping to prepare for and assist during surgeries.
The certificate program starts early next year. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 54 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30. You can always go to our website at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Go back in time. Bud Light invites you to join the fun of the Texas Renaissance Festival, happening every weekend through November 27th, including Thanksgiving Friday. Share in the merriment of hundreds of live performances, the taste of over 1,000 foods, and the fun of dozens of games and rides. Only a 55-acre theater could contain this much adventure. Tickets are on sale now at texrenfest.com. Don't miss the legendary revelry of the Texas Renaissance Festival, brought to you by Bud Light. Huzzah!
Hey, everybody in the Brazos Valley. Sovac City has moved. We're in our new Sovac City Superstore. Sovac City Superstore is located between Deacon and Rock Prairie on the feeder road, next to the Howard Johnson Motel. Sovac City Superstore is larger than ever. We have over 50 sewing machines, over 50 vacuum cleaners, bags, belts, filters. We have it all. Sovac City, once again on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Good morning, 610. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on ActionSportsTX.com.
We will have plenty of sunshine out there for today. Your high temperature this afternoon up between 80 and 85. And for tonight, clear, low temperature, low 60s. Mix of clouds and sun, breezy, warm on Thursday, again about 80 to 85. More clouds on Thursday night, breezy with a chance of showers, low temperature, mid-60s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms and cooler Friday, 70 to 74. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Zach Taylor has a look at your Aggie football report. Meanwhile, the college football playoff rankings have been shaken up. We'll take a look at where the Aggies sit. Elsewhere in Aggie sports, the A&M volleyball team takes... You know already, don't you? That's why you're laughing. Elsewhere in Aggie sports, the A&M volleyball team takes on Tennessee tonight. Meanwhile, in A&M softball, Maroon finally wins one in the annual Maroon and White Series. In the NFL, Tony Romo makes a statement on the starting QB position for the Cowboys. And in the NBA, LeBron James led the Cavs to a victory over the Raptors, but he's none too happy with Knicks coach Phil Jackson. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
No, I don't know where they are, and that tells you what my interest level is, because it doesn't matter.
Oh, I admit it, I don't either.
Yeah, they're in another zip code, that's all I can say. I don't care who 1, 2, and 3, or 4, because, you know, we're talking down to the 20s.
Yeah,
well, hey, you know. Somebody's got to win.
I'll let you know exactly where it is coming up in sports.
All right, so now yesterday we had the story about the lady down in Cyprus who had
tigers
and stuff. Authorities say a woman who asked them if it was legal to keep tigers at her home in rural Nevada was arrested after, well, police found three of them in her backyard. Yeah. The Nye County Sheriff said 34-year-old Trisha Meyer had called for information on permits to have tigers. Days later, a resident reported the tigers, and deputies went to the home and also learned that she was wanted in Texas on a felony burglary and theft warrant.
Oh,
so
great.
All around, she's a Girl Scout.
She's a winner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nevada court officials said Tuesday that Ms. Meyer wasn't held on local charges. She's agreed not to fight extradition to Houston. So she's going to take care of that, then come back and get the giant kitty cats, I guess, when that's all said and done.
Wow.
Well, you know, everybody's got a to-do list,
right? How do you get a hold of tigers?
I don't, well.
Three of them.
Yeah.
And can you imagine that phone call to the police? Like, I was just wondering, is it legal to keep tigers?
Can I keep a tiger?
Because I got like a bunch.
One of those, like, asking for forgiveness versus permission.
That's what it is, exactly, going for the permission route. A Nigerian oil billionaire took his brother's wedding reception to a level even a Kardashian has never seen.
Ooh.
A video has emerged showing stacks of money being shot out of a gold-plated spray gun.
Oh, my invite must have gotten lost in the mail.
Say, how do you get an invite to that one? A video emerged showing that stuff, and the video shows guests at the reception making it rain, being showered with cash. The bride and groom are seen dancing as money falls around them, while guests are seen gathering cash from the floor around them.
I just feel like that's so degrading.
Yeah.
Here, well, all you peasants.
Yeah,
here's
money. Well, making it rain. Yeah.
You're in your, like, dress, your tux on the ground.
Yeah. Oh.
Crawling around.
Together. Yeah.
We got a lot of info.
Mention.
And I got a paper cut because, well, the bills are so crisp and new.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
I mean, I can't deny that I'd probably be trying to pick up the money, too.
Yeah, Aunt Gertrude's stuffing it in her bra.
There you go.
Exactly. Yeah. I should have brought a canvas bag.
And then a brawl broke out.
Yeah, exactly.
Now I can buy him a present.
Yeah.
WRI Tractors is officially open for business. Your authorized dealer for Massey Ferguson Tractors and Heston Hay products. WRI Tractors is the largest Massey Ferguson and Coyote tractor dealership in the state of Texas. WRI also has Intimidator UTVs, Spartan and Grasshopper lawnmowers, and features Big Tex trailers. Need outdoor equipment? WRI has it. Check out WRI Tractors, now open for business. 6290 West State Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-822-6800.
There you are. It's the 16th of November. It's day 321. We got 45 of them to go. It is National Fast Food Day. Oh, yeah.
Plenty of places to celebrate.
That's right. As we mentioned yesterday, apparently first mentioned in 1951 in the Dallas Morning News, the term fast food. Pretty easy to fit.
It's not always very fast.
Well, you know.
It's not always food either.
Well, and, you know, I've often thought about that. If it takes longer to consume it than it does to make it, it may not be healthy for you.
No.
Just
saying.
Good
point.
Anyhow, let's see. The term fast food been used since 1950s as a, and of course refers to food that can be made and served up pretty dang fast.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're curious how big this industry is, then just walk out on the main street of any city and count the number of fast food restaurants you'll find.
Mm-hmm.
And
you'll be there all day.
Yes, the ingredients and food choices are slightly healthier than they used to be. Not as greasy, not as sugary, but still not all that dang healthy.
Yeah.
It says here, how do you celebrate? Oh, everybody's got their own way. I don't think you have to worry about that.
Go to your favorite eatery.
That's right. And we do. We have McDonald's news today as we talk about National Fast Food Day. So we'll celebrate that. And it's also Have a Party with Your Bear Day.
Okay.
Oh,
we were talking about tigers, yeah, but I don't know about bears.
I'm guessing maybe we like teddy bear.
Okay. I can do that.
That would be a safe enough.
My grizzly bear is going to be so upset.
I was going to say, because you never know exactly. But anyway, it's several bear-related holidays, with the teddy bear picnic, of course, being the most famous of all.
So, okay.
There you are. And birthdays.
Oksana Baiul is 39.
Okay. Ukrainian figure skater.
That's right.
wow.
You
did know that, huh? Okay.
Maggie Gyllenhaal is 39 as well today from Donnie Darko and other movies.
Jake's sister.
Yeah, Jake's sister.
A talented pair of siblings there.
Yeah, definitely. They were both
in
Donnie Darko.
She was in Batman.
Oh, is that right?
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The
So if you didn't see the weird Donnie Darko, maybe you know
Batman. Yeah, because I'm going to say I don't know a lot of people lined up for Donnie Darko.
No, I'm standing firm. She's in Donnie Darko.
All right,
okay.
So there. Got it. All right.
Martha Plimpton is 46. She's from The Goonies and recently came out and said Goonies 2, probably not happening.
Now, what show? She was on a television show.
Yeah, she was on Raising Hope.
Oh, my gosh. What a funny show that is.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Definitely.
Very strange show, but funny.
Brian Abrams from Color Me Bad is 47 today. Lisa Bonet is 49 from The Cosby Show. Also used to be married to Lenny Kravitz.
I was going to say, married to Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah. She's now married to Jason Momoa, actually, from Soap Opera with Swords and the new Justice League movie.
Okay.
Diana Krall is 52, country singer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it says she's a jazz singer, but I've heard her sing
country.
She's
done both.
Yeah.
Done both, yeah.
Dwight Gooden, former baseball superstar, 52. Marge Helgenberger from CSI is 58. NASCAR legend Terry Labonte.
From Corpus Christi.
Yeah.
Wow.
Is 60 today.
Mm-hmm.
And David Leisure is 66.
Whatever happened to him?
Mr. Joey Souza. Yeah, I don't know where he went after that.
That was a long time ago. And if you're an oldies person, Shy Coltrane, 68 today. All right, there you go, 618.
It's time for Caldwell Country Chevrolet's year-end clearance sale. The 2017s are arriving daily, and the remaining 2016s must be sold. Take advantage of Caldwell Country Chevrolet's year-end clearance with rock-bottom pricing on 2016 and 2017 models. Massive discounts on over 100 pre-owned models. It's Caldwell Country Chevrolet's legendary year-end clearance sale. Call, come by, or click CaldwellCountryChevrolet.com. Caldwell Country Chevrolet, just a conversation away.
On Texas A&M home football game days, you'll find Aggie fans listening to Tom Turbyville and Scott Clendon as they broadcast from the Aggie Fan Zone. This two-hour program starts 3 hours before kickoff, giving fans the latest news about the Aggies and their opponent. And it's brought to you by Reed Field Meats, R&R Tire Express, BCSRealtors.com, and Norman G. State Bank. The Aggie Fan Zone broadcast, heard right here on your flagship station for Aggie football. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
One of the most important things we learned from the 2016 presidential race is just how shamelessly, abusively biased your media is. Unfortunately, according to a brand new MRC YouGov poll, it seems as though you have caught on to what we told you back in 2008, that journalism's dead. 7 in 10 voters do not believe the news media are honest and truthful. 8 in 10 voters voters believe the news coverage of the presidential campaign was biased. 3-1 majority believing the media was for Clinton. Even a third of Clinton voters believe the media was pro-Clinton. Thankfully, the same poll showed that 97% of voters said they didn't let their media bias influence their vote. Note to Jeff Zucker's stenographer, the pipsqueak, Brian Stelter, it's time for you to do some soul searching. Start at CNN. Good place to start.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Hey, our friends at LifeLock would like to remind you there is a group you don't want to hear thanks from during the holidays, identity thieves. They are thankful for all the personal information you leave behind when you shop online. And they're thankful when you use more free public Wi-Fi at a coffee shop because of all the activities during the holidays, you can expose more of your personal information, and that means that could lead to identity theft. Now, thankfully, there's a solution. There's protection. It's called LifeLock, and their proprietary technology can detect a huge range of identity threats. If there's a problem, they have a U.S.-based team that will fix it for you. Now, no one can prevent all identity theft, monitor every transaction of every business, but by far, LifeLock offers something on everyone's wish list, and that's peace of mind. Join right now. You get a special 15% discount. 800-440-4836 or on the web, LifeLock.com. Promo code Hannity15, Hannity15 to save 15% on your membership. This offer ends December 31st. 800-440-4836. Promo code Hannity15.
Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Honeywell International has agreed to supply avionics for a proposed supersonic jetliner intended to carry only premium passengers that could slash transcontinental travel times in half. The demonstrator vehicle, called Baby Boom, is slated to take to the air next year. If development goes as planned, the full-size version, including cockpit systems from Honeywell and engines manufactured by GE, could start carrying passengers early in the next decade. Fiat Chrysler is putting on sale a battery-powered version of its popular minivan. The new version of the Chrysler Pacifica is a highlight of this month's Los Angeles Auto Show and is hitting dealerships. Customers have two ways of fueling the minivan, a conventional gasoline filling equipment in the back and a port for plugging in up front. Crude oil down 69 cents at $45.12 a barrel on Wall Street futures, pointing to a modestly lower open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How much can you save? How about a 5,000 square foot building for under $39,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-95-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. Don't spend thousands more than you should. Call 866-957-8335.
I ate something and I heard a crack and I lost my front tooth. At this point in my life, it's time to get dental work done. Call the office, man, I need to see you, Mike. And I said, I'm embarrassed the way I look and I don't want to come in there and listen to a bunch of stuff about what I did wrong. And he said, that's not what we do. We don't judge anybody, we just want to fix you. I don't think there's anybody that's more qualified than Mike Reese from what I see.
Learn more at drreese.com.
Our phones have become invaluable tools in our lives. Of course, you can keep in touch with friends and loved ones through text and, believe it or not, phone calls. But your phone also allows you to do a number of other things, from listening to music to making a grocery list. But did you know your phone also has the potential to make you smarter? I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. Now, of course, you have access to the wealth of information known as the internet, but there are also a number of free apps you can download to help exercise your brain. If you're interested in coding and creating websites, but you feel like you'd never be able to find the time and money to take classes and courses, check out LRN. With it, you can pick up HTML, CSS, Python, Ruby, or JavaScript, all through interactive mini quizzes. This could even turn out to be pretty lucrative for you should you decide to sell your services making websites for businesses in your spare time. If you're the handy type, or you'd like to be, you could download DIYZ.
You can search DIYZ by project, and it'll offer step-by-step instructions, how-to videos, tools and materials lists, and the option for a fee to actually video chat with project advisors. That's pretty cool. If art is more your creative style, the app Daily Art may be for you. With it, every day, you can bone up on one famous work of art and its history from a museum. In recent years, TED Talks have become massively popular and informative. The TED app includes the full TED library plus curated playlists sorted by topics, making it easily searchable. And finally, want to learn a new language? Try Duolingo. Now, mastering another language may sound like a difficult task, but Duolingo breaks it into digestible daily lessons and tracks your learning streak. Languages offered include Spanish, Italian, Greek, Hungarian, Ukrainian, Hebrew, and more. 20 languages in all. Now, all of these apps are free, so if you get some time and you feel so inclined, do some good for your gray matter today and use your phone for more than just Facebook. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
The George Bush Presidential Library and Museum is honored to present the unique one-man show called The Accidental Hero. This multimedia show is a true story about a World War II American officer, Matt Conop, who miraculously liberated the Czech villages of his grandparents and is written and performed by his grandson, Patrick DeWayne. This performance is for one night and one night only on Friday, November 18th at 7 p.m. at Rudder. For more information and to make reservations, visit bush41.org and click on the events tab.
Good morning, News Talk 1620, WTAW 626. Let's do weather. Brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Hey, it's going to be 83 today. So enjoy that. Lots of sunshine. 60 for a low tonight. About the same thing for tomorrow. Then on Thursday night, a slight chance of showers at about 20%. On Friday, a little different. 50% chance of showers or thunderstorms, mainly before noon. And then partly sunny and a high of about 71. And that's when we have a wind shift and a change, because our low on Friday night, 46. Give you an idea, it's 54 right now, so a good deal chillier. 61 will be our high temperature on Saturday with sunshine. That ought to be nice. And Sunday, 63. Saturday night, looking at a low of 39. So, chilly. Hey, what the heck? It's the middle of November. Time for that to be happening. Right now, winds are calm, and again, we have fair skies, and it's 54.
Hear that? No, it's not a stampede of cattle. It's a stampede of people who waited way too long to find a doorbuster deal. Bubba Dixon here, and at Tom Light Chevrolet, you don't have to wait for the end of the year to take advantage of incredible Black Friday discounts, because we got Black Friday going on all month long. And that means you'll save over $12,000 off a new 2016 Chevy Silverado. That's right, over $12,000 in savings on a brand new Silverado throughout the entire month of November. With nearly 200 cars, trucks, and SUVs to choose from, and the most competitive internet pricing around, you'll find the Black Friday deal you're looking for, and you won't have to muscle through a crowd to get it. Visit us off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan or online at tomlight.com to take the Tom Light Challenge for yourself and see why, since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Stock number 58340, 44545 MSRP, less 3979, dealer discount, 8909 select Chevy bonus tag, plus TTNL with approved credit, not available with other offers, expires 11/30/16.
Having an incentive will help you accomplish any goal. And if you don't have an incentive, there are some great ways to make them. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
Do you think you won't be able to make your next credit card payments? Or have you already missed a few payments? Have you thought about getting one of those quick loans to make up those payments? At Family Financial, we firmly believe that replacing debt with more debt is not the solution. We are a nonprofit organization that for more than 20 years has helped thousands of individuals like you eliminate their credit card debt. If you qualify, Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, bring your accounts current, and stop those annoying collection calls, saving you thousands of dollars in interest. Our certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Why wait until your debt gets out of hand? Call Family Financial now. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states. Results may vary. Not a loan company.
If you want to accomplish a goal or get good at something, it helps to have a real incentive.
Whether that's
go to the gym three times a week, practice the guitar twice a week, whatever it might be. Because part of the reason people take so long to learn things is that the practice gets put aside so often because people have full-time jobs and kids and so forth.
Timothy Ferris, author of the book The 4-Hour Workweek and the upcoming book Tools of Titans, says one very good way to create an incentive is to have a financial stake in the outcome, which you can do by going to a website called stick.com, S-T-I-C-K-K.
You put a little bit of money into escrow, enough that it would sting, and this is designed by a Yale researcher. You choose an anti-charity, meaning a charity you'd rather destroy than give money to, and there are many to choose from, and then the site will assign referees to actually confirm whether or not you do what you say you're going to do, and if you don't, your money goes to this anti-charity. It's incredible how high the compliance rate goes. It can jump from 20 to 80%.
Because that's how we humans are wired. Incentives work, and they don't have to be financial.
But there can be social pressure as well. I mean, I was just talking to a reader who gained 20 pounds of muscle in a month, and he hadn't been successful trying in the past. And the reason he was successful this time is he had a bet with a friend or a competition to see who could gain the most in 1 month, and the person who lost had to wear a penguin suit for a day.
It's something you should know.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 54 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. 4 days following a deadly crash near the freeway in North Bryan, survivors of the victim filed a lawsuit against the other driver.
The estate of the victim, Maria Ramirez of Bryan, is seeking more than $1 million from Robert Spurger of Bryan and his employer. According to online court records, the estate claims the employer provided alcoholic beverages to Spurger at a company function prior to the crash, then allowed Spurger to drive a company pickup. Bryan police arrested Spurger for intoxication manslaughter following the collision on the northbound freeway exit ramp to Tabor Road. According to online court records, Spurger, who's still in jail on the criminal charge, claims the other driver was at fault and is seeking a jury trial. His employer has not filed an answer. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office has announced a Bryan man is admitted to possessing $5,000 of methamphetamine and almost $9,500 in cash. 28-year-old Zachary White, who was arrested 3 times in a 5-month period 3 years ago, asked to stay out of prison. Instead, he was sentenced to 28 years. One arrest was after a Brazos County deputy constable clocked White's motorcycle at 114 miles an hour. Another arrest was at a College Station storage unit, and the third was following an assault in College Station. Prosecutors say White admitted buying meth from the Dallas area and selling the drugs locally. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Two changes are coming to College Station regulations covering itinerant vendors. When council members wanted to give more days for tent sales to locally owned businesses, City Attorney Carla Robinson says that violates federal law.
If you want to extend the number of days, I would suggest that we extend the number of days for all vendors. That would be perfectly...
Oh, so not the out-of-town versus...
Right. That just make it uniform. Problem.
A council consensus gave all tent sales an additional 15 days a year and exempted mobile medical service vehicles that offer IV therapy.
They're providing a medical service, so we don't need to add to the federal and state guidelines on medical service regulation. And so, they're not serving alcohol, right? So we don't have to worry about that. Although that might be a brilliant business model to serve alcohol and then take care of them later.
James Benham said he made the request after going through an IV therapy session. Negotiations began yesterday between the Brazos County Commission and the College Station School District to have sheriff's deputies provide school resource officers next fall. Commissioners unanimously agreed with Assistant County Attorney Bill Ballard to meet behind closed doors.
One of them is that you vote unanimously that the liberation in an open meeting would have a detrimental effect to your negotiations stance in this process. Number two is... I, as the attorney advising the commissioner court, have a written determination that an open meeting would have that same detrimental effect to the position of the county in those negotiations.
CSISD is looking for a new provider of SROs after the College Station Police Department notified the district it was ending the service to deploy those officers on the streets. The school board last night approved a contract with CSPD that goes through the end of the current school year. A Texas Board of Education has issued a second call for textbooks on Mexican-American studies for possible statewide use. That's after a request 2 years ago produced just one heavily criticized book. A final vote rejecting the textbook is expected on Friday. The Texas A&M Foundation has announced it's past the halfway point 1 year after starting its $4 billion Lead by Example campaign. Foundation officials say $2.3 billion has been raised as of August 31st, and a record $104 million will be available to the university for immediate use in endowment earnings. More information about the first year of the campaign is online at WTAW.com. Baylor Scott & White Medical Center in College Station is partnering with Blinn College on a new training program. Among those talking at a joint news conference about surgical technology was the hospital's chief nursing officer, Tammy Spohn.
The Blinn students will get to work side by side with our team during their training.
Blinn Vice President Karen Buck says this is one of the 10 jobs with the highest number of annual openings as determined by the Brazos Valley's targeted occupations list.
Today's announcement illustrates how an effective partnership can be established between a healthcare provider and an educational entity.
Buck says a certificate program starts next year and in 5 years moves to an associate's degree. An unknown number of students have either left or were expelled from Abilene Christian University after images were posted online of a white student in blackface with the message, "I'm a strong black woman." The university's president has apologized and sent a tweet that those involved are no longer enrolled. The Baptist General Convention of Texas has passed motions to remove two churches that are accepting to lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people. The churches, one in Austin and another in Dallas, were notified last week. Their actions effectively withdrew them from affiliation. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 54 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At CHI St. Joseph Health, we believe that the relationship between a doctor and a patient should be just that, a relationship. So when 9 out of 10 patients rated our physicians as excellent in a recent survey, we know the reason. Because when we focus on the little things, it makes the biggest difference in your care. Schedule your appointment today at chisaintjoseph.org. Results based on HealthStream survey of CHI St. Joseph Health patients collected between April and June 2016.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have 3 BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-through and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
Your company's copiers and printers are essential to employee productivity. Don't lose valuable time due to unreliable office equipment. CTWP is the Brazos Valley source for digital office products. CTWP carries a full line of black and white and color multifunctional imaging systems from the best equipment manufacturers in the world. And we provide reliable service and support for all of our products. Keep your business running smoothly with CTWP. Call 979-779-2998 or visit CTWP.com today.
Hi, this is Colonel Aaron Vangelisti, commander of the Air Force Reserve's 433rd Airlift Wing at Joint Base San Antonio, Lackland Air Force Base, Texas. Military experience can add greatly to your life, as it has mine. The Air Force Reserve locations throughout the region offer positions with excellent training, including the exciting areas of intelligence and cyberspace. I encourage you to start your adventure in the Air Force Reserve by going to afreserve.com or calling 800-257-1212.
Sponsored by the Air Force Reserve, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
So you've got bedbugs in your blankets and the weeds have whipped your grass. Those pesky ants are taking over and the shrubs are growing fast. If your sprinkler system's broken, hey, don't make a dozen calls. We're the ones to trust because ABC solves it all. You say your trees could use a trimming and there's landscape to install. Hungry termites feasting on the porch, you don't know who to call. We're specialists and we're the best for your environment. We're tried and true, still here for you. ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Good morning, 6:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications 775-2929.
We will have plenty of sunshine out there for today. Your high temperature this afternoon up between 80 and 85. And for tonight, clear, low temperature, low 60s. Mix of clouds and sun, breezy, warm on Thursday, again about 80 to 85. More clouds on Thursday night, breezy with a chance of showers. Low temperature, mid-60s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms and cooler Friday, 70 to 74. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll check in with Zach Taylor for your Aggie football report following yesterday's media day. Meanwhile, the loss to Ole Miss dropped the Aggies in the college football playoff rankings. We'll take a look at that. The A&M volleyball team faces Tennessee on the road tonight. Meanwhile, in A&M softball, the Maroon and White series continued, and the Maroon finally secured a win. In the NFL, Tony Romo made a statement on Dak Prescott in a press conference yesterday, and in the NBA, LeBron James didn't let his anger at Knicks coach Phil Jackson get in the way as he and the Cavs blew past the Raptors last night. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Is that how you feel about politics today?
No. You know, I turned on the television and saw the local news. That was probably my first mistake, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm watching a story and I'm just shaking my head. Changes to the nation's immigration policies likely... there will be changes, likely to the because of the most recent elections. There is a growing effort to designate the A&M campus as a sanctuary.
I did see that.
As a sanctuary. An effort, an online effort to gain signatures asking to make A&M a sanctuary campus. Among the requests to school leaders, asking them not to comply with deportation or raids, and refusing to release the immigration statuses of students and staff. Now, understand, Texas A&M would not be the only school doing this. There are other universities doing like Yale and Brown and Stanford.
Yeah.
And remember that work is also happening to make Austin a sanctuary city.
Right.
Hmm.
Now, I spent a little time in the news business, okay, locally. Low-hanging fruit is always fun. They call and say, hey, here's a story about such and such, and we've got people you can interview.
Of course.
So you pile into the car, you race out there, and you do the interviews. And so you spend 2 minutes talking about that. Then you go, oh, crap, I got to get something balanced.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And so they come back, and after that they say, quote, we also heard from college Republican leadership on campus that tell us they are supportive of the GOP's stance on immigration and believe sanctuary cities promote illegal immigration and violate the law. And that's it. That's all they say about that side of the story.
So they didn't actually interview anyone?
Now, I don't know. Maybe there weren't any.
Maybe they talked to somebody.
That could be, sure. But, you know, doing a 10-second reader about that and doing a 2-minute story on the other side of the issue is not balanced reporting.
Yeah.
And, you know, for their part, now you've got, and they say they're going to present the petition to President Young and Provost Watson later this month. Obviously, the administration of the university doesn't want to talk about that right now.
No.
Right.
But I'm just saying, I like the idea of having a fair and balanced position. And if you go to Texas A&M, which I believe is arguably one of the more conservative campuses in America by just about any measure, I will hope that Channel 3 will make an effort to do a more extended story on people who feel the other way when it comes to this.
I would imagine that's probably, you know, more the majority.
I believe it is too, but what I'm saying is that we need to at least have...
hear
that
from
other
both
sides.
Right. Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah, and there may be some people in the middle. There may be. It's not black and white, and lack of a better term, but there are different, you know, stances.
Listen, for a kid who is working hard and keeping his grades up, I understand that. I think they ought to have every opportunity, but at the same time, I don't think that you want a state institution folding its arms saying, I am not going to work with law enforcement.
Correct.
I don't think that's the way A&M wants to be, but I'm not sure. Okay. So while we're talking about sanctuary cities, I kind of like Greg Gutfeld. He speaks to the point, He's on a show called The Five. Mm-hmm. Now, yesterday, in this whole question about sanctuary cities, Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel.
To be clear about what Chicago is, it always will be a sanctuary city. To all those who are, after Tuesday's election, very nervous, there's filled with anxiety has been spoken to, you are safe in Chicago. You are secure in Chicago, and you are supported in Chicago.
You're safe in Chicago.
Yeah,
you are not safe in Chicago. No one is safe in Chicago.
Greg Gutfeld went off.
So Chicago will always be a sanctuary city. But to whom, you moron? Your city has roughly 600 murders a year, and you're bragging that it's a sanctuary city? Your citizens are gunned down more often than soldiers in most war zones, and that's a sanctuary? What else is a sanctuary? Aleppo? Mosul? The Magna Basin of an active volcano? Charlie Sheen's hot tub? How can you brazenly use the word sanctuary in a place where so many people die? Chicago is only slightly safer than a minefield, but at least with a minefield, it's not advertised as a sanctuary. Here's the other thing I don't get. If you can have sanctuary cities for one illegal behavior, why can't there be sanctuaries for others? How about one for nudists or tax cheats or nudist tax cheats with a fondness for inflatable unicorns? Or better, how about sanctuaries for people escaping horrible cities run by incompetent liberals like Rahm? It's entirely possible that one day there will be sanctuary cities in Mexico for people fleeing Chicago. But the worst part of Rahm's idiocy is that he sees no link between his symbolic gesture and the horror it causes. For that, I offer two words. Kate Steinle. There was no sanctuary for her.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
Intense.
Well, again, I mean, what an idiot to say that Chicago, that's already had more than 600 people murdered there.
Oh, absolutely.
You'll be safe
it's
here.
A sanctuary
oh, yeah.
City
no, I agree. And I loved his delivery.
Yeah.
I got a question, though. What's Aleppo?
Yeah, exactly.
Is that
exactly.
an acronym? Or?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe his staff didn't say, Mr. Mayor, I don't know that you want to say you're safe in Chicago. Because
yeah.
What happens if an undocumented comes here and he gets killed? Well, that's not going to work. Anyway, that was from The Five yesterday.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, November 19th, it's pest control around the home and farm. Are the rodents and insects bugging you? This is the start of their busy season, and we can provide some tips for control this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Your house is the biggest piece of artwork that you'll ever own. You need to think of it as a magnificent painting, and everything you do should showcase its beauty and conceal the blemishes. You need a lovely frame for your painting, and that frame comes in the form of your landscape. The landscape's function is to complement the artwork, not draw undue attention from it. You wouldn't choose pink polka dots for your Monet's frame. You would look for something tasteful and simple, probably elegant and perhaps natural, and that frame would be in scale with the size of the artwork. We're going to get into some specifics, the true focus for your landscape, right after this important message. At Mueller, they believe in value. Their Value Plus buildings are pre-engineered and feature an easy-to-assemble, bolt-together design. Mueller's durable roofing panels are hail-resistant. They come backed with a 30-year limited paint warranty. But true value never stops at just a quality product at a reasonable price. It shows in the service you receive during your purchase and in how a company stands behind their product after the sale. At Mueller, they understand that buying a steel building or metal roof for your home can be a lifetime decision. Mueller provides assurance before, during, and for decades after your purchase. At Mueller, you simply get more. More for your money, more confidence in their company, which gives you more value. Call them today, 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-2-MUELLER. Or visit them online at MuellerInc.com. M-U-E-L-L-E-R-I-N-C.com. I have some ways I see gardeners getting too cute with their landscaping, taking its true purpose off course. Almost every one of us has tried one or two of these over the years, and in many cases we've realized that we missed the mark, that our great idea wasn't really so hot. In each case, I'll give you a couple of alternatives. Sometimes we forget the focal point. The place you want to draw viewers' eyes will be your front door. It is to your house what Mona Lisa's eyes are to her beauty. Never forget it as you design. Narrow beds. Now, this is a scale thing. If your house is two-story and if your property is reasonably large, the beds you design need to be appropriately sized. That might mean that they're 5 or 7 or 10 or 15 feet wide. On the other hand, if you're landscaping a one-story home on a small urban property, bed widths need to be scaled back to 3 or 4 or 5 feet wide, maybe 6 or 7 feet at the corners. This whole scale and proportion thing can be compared back to the picture frames. If you're framing a large painting that will hang behind the sofa, you'd use a wider frame than you would for an 8x10 hallway photo of the family. I see people planting in straight beds. These points build on one another, and we've already alluded to the fact that your beds might have varying widths, wider at the entry and the corners, and narrowing in between. Your goal in landscaping is to create a pleasant natural meadow into which your house magically appears. Nature works in curves, almost never in straight lines. Long, gentle, and sweeping curves will be visually appealing. Straight beds merely repeat the lines of the house. Unless you're creating a highly stylized formal garden, it's better to avoid straight lines. You also attempt symmetry in an asymmetric world. I see people doing that. A house is not necessarily symmetrical. Usually you don't have a mirror image left and right of the front door, and so your landscape should not attempt to be symmetrical either. Don't square off your shrubs. Plants aren't intended to be square or to be completely globe-shaped either. Let them grow naturally. There are lots of things to think about when you plan your landscape. I'm Neil Sperry, and that's Plant Talk Texas for today. Facts or fantasy in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. It's 6:52. Well, as the Axe prepare to take on UTSA on Saturday, here's Zach Taylor with your Aggie football report.
Fighting Texas Aggie football met with the media yesterday. Now, the Maroon and White coming off a disappointing 29-28 loss to Ole Miss, a game which they were outscored 23-7 in the fourth quarter. Now, it marked the third time that the Aggies have been up by double digits this season in the fourth quarter, only to see the opposing team either come back to tie it or, in this case, win it. Coach Kevin Sumlin was asked if that could be chalked up to a lack of a killer instinct.
When you lose a game by one point at the end, you haven't killed anything. You know, let's just be honest. You know, if you win, you got a killer instinct. If you lose, you don't. You know, that doesn't speak for the whole year. I think we've won games and separated in the fourth quarter against other SEC opponents. We've won games in overtime, gone for it on fourth and one in overtime. So I think as your team, as you go through the year and you have an identity and you start to move away from that somehow in games.
Coach and the guys will look to get back on track this Saturday when they welcome UT San Antonio to town. Kickoff is set for 11 a.m. Pre-game with Dave and Dave gets underway at 10 o'clock on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM, as well as News Talk 1620 WTAW. And that's been your Aggie Football Report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, Zach. Elsewhere in college football, a Saturday full of upsets led to a reshuffling of the college football playoff rankings, with Ohio State joining the top four with Alabama, Michigan, and Clemson. Alabama remains locked into the top spot thanks to being one of just two remaining unbeaten teams. With the loss to Ole Miss, A&M dropped 17 spots to number 25. In A&M volleyball, the squad puts its season-high seven-match win streak on the line as the Aggies return to the road to take on the Tennessee Volunteers tonight in Knoxville. First serve is at 5 p.m. In A&M softball, junior Lexi Smith delivered a lights-out performance, helping Maroon to a 4-3 win, their first victory of the annual Texas A&M softball Maroon and White Series. The Aggies will be back in action tonight for Game 5 at 4:30 p.m. from the Aggie Softball Complex. In the NFL,
football is a meritocracy. You aren't handed anything. You earn everything, every single day, over and over again. You have to prove it. A great example of this is Dak Prescott. He's earned the right to be our quarterback. As hard as that is for me to say, He's earned that right.
In a 5-minute prepared statement yesterday, a solemn Tony Romo described the difficulty of dealing with the news of the latest back injury to sideline him, and the 36-year-old reflected on his early days as an unheralded free agent trying to earn a job. With Prescott leading the way, the Cowboys at 8-1 have the best record in the NFL after tying a franchise season record with 8 straight wins. Romo is expected to be Prescott's backup Sunday at home against Baltimore. It would be the first time Romo's active for a game since Thanksgiving last year. In Major League Baseball, Alex Cora has been hired as bench coach for the Houston Astros. Cora, who had a 14-year career in the majors, takes the place of Trey Hillman, who recently left to manage in South Korea. His hiring was announced Tuesday. In the NBA,
ball's inbounded to LeBron. He'll find Love right wing side. Back to LeBron to the basket. Makes the catch and lays it in. A long pass by Kevin Love. Found LeBron underneath.
The Cavaliers are 9-1 for the first time since the 1976-77 season after LeBron James delivered 28 points and 14 assists in a 121-117 triumph over the Raptors in Cleveland. Speaking of LeBron, James is firing back at Knicks president Phil Jackson for using the word posse in a recent interview to describe the NBA megastar's childhood friends and business associates. Associates. Here's James.
To use that label, and if you go and read the definition of what the word posse is, it's not what I've built over my career. It's not what I stand for. It's not what my family stands for. And I believe the only reason he used that word is to see young African-Americans trying to make a difference.
James questioned if the 71-year-old Jackson would have used the term if he wasn't referring to African-Americans. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Deals are cropping up at Normanton Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two-implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
This Thanksgiving, spend your day giving back. Chartwell's at Texas A&M, Epicure's Catering, and the Brazos Food Bank are proud to partner for the 33rd annual Thanksgiving in the Brazos Valley. Hundreds of community volunteers are needed to lend a hand in preparation and delivery of over 1,000 local Thanksgiving meals. Turkeys, canned green beans, stuffing, cranberries, and other items can be dropped off at the new Brazos Food Bank location, 1501 Independence Avenue in Bryan. Monetary donations for Thanksgiving in the Brazos Valley can be made at any location of the bank and trust. All assistance is appreciated for this Thanksgiving meal. To request this special Thanksgiving Day meal delivery for a neighbor, yourself, or any local senior citizen, please call Epicure's Catering at 695-0985. For more information about Thanksgiving in the Brazos Valley, contact Epicure's Catering at 979-695-0985. Thank you for sharing your day caring for our neighbors in the Brazos Valley.
I ate something and I heard a crack and I lost my front tooth. At this point in my life, it's time to get dental work done. Called the office, man, I need to see you, Mike. And I said, I'm embarrassed the way I look and I don't want to come in there and listen to a bunch of stuff about what I did wrong. And he said, that's not what we do. We don't judge anybody, we just want to fix you. I don't think there's anybody that's more qualified than Mike Reese from what I see.
Learn more at drreese.com.
About 2 minutes till. Is posse now a racial term? Is that what that is?
Apparently, yeah, apparently.
Okay,
I don't
know.
We're
going to have to be offended by posse.
According
to
LeBron.
I did see Amy Lawrence. She's on The Zone, our sports station. She works for CBS Sports, but her show, and she tweeted out, and she was like, I've used it before. I didn't realize it was a racial term.
I mean,
she's a white lady.
Yeah, well, I guess if we're going to have to be offended, we just have to be really careful now.
Mm.
So what would LeBron like? His associates? Is that what he'd want to say?
No, I think he was just upset about the whole comment in general and what it was insinuating.
Nah. And then Tony Romo.
Yep.
decides that he, okay, that's he, and again, y'all have to help me here. He feels like he needs to say this on Twitter or wherever he was.
Okay. It was a press conference, yeah.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he prepared this and just put it out on social media.
Oh, no, he had an actual press conference and read a statement. It's okay that,
and again, you know I don't care about the Cowboys, but Prescott has obviously brought this team to where they are now.
He's brought them back very well.
They've won. They've only lost one game. And so now it's okay because Tony says, hey, all right, go ahead and be the quarterback.
Pretty much.